KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local, presents the On Air Chat. And now, here are your hosts, Aaron Harder and Ron Thomas.
Beautiful Wednesday morning to all. Welcome to the On Air Chat. We are brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction, 620-342-5001. Good morning, Ron Thomas.
Morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm great. Not as good as you. You got to feel the 60-degree weather when you got up this morning.
It was 69 when I came in this morning, and it will be 62 tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. Ooh,
that is good.
I'll take it.
We're looking forward to that. And low 80s tomorrow, upper 80s today. Quite an improvement over the 104 with a heat index of 111
Monday.
We had on Monday.
Yeah, Monday was a scorcher.
Oh, not good.
No.
That was a record-tying temperature on Monday for us.
I don't really care if they win or tie. It was just hot.
Too hot. But things are going to get better, so.
Starting with right now, we got some great guests today, Ron.
Indeed. We're going to get an update on Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. They always have a bunch on their plate, and there are many branches on the Crosswinds tree.
There are. Adding more and more each time we have them on, it feels like.
Well, and it's always good to get an update because there is plenty to update
there
with
is.
Crosswinds.
Let's welcome you in. Amanda Cunningham, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Amanda.
Thanks for having us on.
Lucas Moody, good morning to you.
Good morning to both of you.
Good to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
We always enjoy being here and chatting about this.
Where do we want to start?
Well, I think the first place to start is probably a celebration.
Sure.
We've had a lot of years of a lot of hard work, a lot of chaos internally with changes and really kind of major structural changes internally of how we do things, getting to this thing that we continue to talk about on the radio and talk about in public, which is CCBHC. So it puts us at this level of being a certified community behavioral health clinic. It's really where the groundwork of a lot of the things we're doing is coming from. And so we've kind of been in this temporary phase for a long time. And as within about the last month became fully certified as a CCBHC. So it feels really good. We've got a lot of staff that have done a tremendous amount of work, from policy changes to adding 24-hour mobile crisis teams to adding new programs and all the growth that we keep coming in here and talking about. And all of that kind of coming together to actually see the certification happen is a big thing for us. It's a big deep breath. It doesn't mean the work's done by any means, but it means that we have met the standards to be this new CCBHC, and we're just excited about expanding these services and really getting the work going.
Well, when you talk about certification processes, that's normally in-depth when you're talking about that. So what did the work getting that certification overall entail?
Yeah, there was a lot. Amanda was a big key to a lot of it and helping drive some changes, and then the staff. So we had a lot of policy changes. With this new certification of CCBHC, they put a lot of new requirements on you. And so a lot of the requirements are substance use services, and so expanding and opening substance use treatment programs, 24-hour mobile crisis team, which has been a fairly busy team getting called out, whether it's from law enforcement or individuals at all hours, to be able to go out and offer some in-person face-to-face supports has all been pretty good. What are some of the other things behind the scene, Amanda, that have kind of gone on?
Well, I can go backwards a little bit. So you're right. It's been a lot of work. We have been preparing as a state safety net system for several years, but really once COVID hit, we started taking advantage of, if you guys remember, we were on several times for the big SAMHSA grant that we got.
Yeah.
So we started using those dollars to help implement some of these changes. So the mobile crisis response team that Lucas was talking about, that actually had another grant through the state for it, so that we were able to get people hired and get things in place so that we can kind of build up what that program would look like and then be able to sustain it. Some of the other things were the open access that we've talked about. So rather than having to schedule an intake, somebody can walk right in most days, 4 days out of the week, and see a clinician right away to get that intake started and get services started. Some scheduling changes that we made in our medication clinic so people can get in much quicker. So we're looking at, if I needed therapy and medications that might have maybe taken to get that full range, you know, a handful of weeks, can now be really 5 to 10 days. And so that just makes a huge difference when you think about somebody who might be having a mental health problem and wanting to start services, because those things kind of come and go. That, you know, our feelings sometimes are like a roller coaster. So if we can catch people when they're, you know, willing to come in and get the help and get them started, then they're going to be much more successful. So that was a big thing. Lots of training for staff, trying to make sure we've got good evidence-based practices in place, lots of supports for the staff. We were able to raise salaries with the new way we get paid for the model, and so that's helped sustainability and keep staff here. We grew staff by 24% last year. Our turnover rate has really slowed down, and so just we could talk a long time about all the different things that we've done, but just had a really great group of people working on that stuff.
The services offered have obviously expanded with this certification, but is it really just holding all of your services to a higher standard?
That's a lot of it, yes. So I like to say that, you know, it's just kind of taking what we were already doing and making it more solidified, and that is just higher standard. We've always had outcomes that we had to meet to receive some of the state grant dollars that we got, but this just takes it even more so, and then says, but also you're going to do these extra things, and like the substance use treatment, the mobile crisis, same day access, a lot of those types of things.
Those are big additions, though, aren't they?
They're huge.
Big expansions,
huge.
Yeah.
And we're not there yet, you know. So we were provisional for a year. We had to get to 80% of what those expectations were, and then we'll have an annual audit, for lack of a better word, where they come in and make sure, are you meeting these outcomes that you're supposed to? We have data that we've got to report to the state on a regular basis to show, are these things working, improving? Are we really making, you know, a difference in those community things? And so we receive that official certified community behavioral health clinic status, but we still have some work to do. And so, like our mobile crisis team, they're doing amazing things. They're getting pulled out and doing a lot of good work, but we're not 24/7 yet. So with that grant, we've got another, I think, year and a half that we can keep building that. But it's a really good addition to the community.
So you guys are held to the highest of standards in the field, pretty much.
We are.
We're providing. You guys are providing services here that are second to none anywhere in the United States, I assume now.
Yep. It'd be very similar to accreditation, if people have heard that. You know, hospitals often are accredited. Schools often are accredited, to where you have to meet certain standards. And there are some of the same types of things for community mental health or the public safety net, but this is really what that does. You can still get accredited, but it's not going to be any higher standard than what we're doing now. And it's a really good system.
Yeah, with those expansions too, you've had a lot of hiring. You've had a lot of addition to staff, as you mentioned. So you're happy with retention then? That's been good?
It's been a lot better. It's something that we keep reviewing and looking at. We've done a lot of things to try to make Crosswinds a place that you want to work at, and that really means that you're trying to take care of staff. And I don't know if you want to hit on any of those.
Yeah, part of the stats that we kind of continue to look at is, you know, we had 27% growth in services last year. So we offered 27 more services last year than we did the year before.
That's significant. Wow.
But it came with 24% growth in staff. So as we added more staff, we're able to do more things. We're able to support more people. We're able to have those processes be at those higher standards. So one of the big things we look at is this retention rate. You know, we have kind of the not so funny running joke for a long time in mental health is we're just this great training center for a long time. You get great employees that come in here and you want to do everything you can to keep them. You don't have the resources to keep them. Now we're actually able to start adding more value to our staff. We're able to start putting more dollars into those raises and keeping. I think right now we're at an 80% retention rate up to 2 years on full-time staff. In frontline service work like this, those are numbers that you always dream about having, but you just don't ever have the reality that it's going to be there.
Well, and we've had people on from Crosswinds on past shows that were doing one specific task, and when you guys added a service, now they're doing one and a half tasks. So they talked about how their job not being the same mundane thing every day, doing the same service, seeing the same people over and over has helped. I'm sure that's helped a lot as well, kind of spread out people's skills.
Well, I always joke, no one's bored when they're working at Crosswinds. I mean, no day is ever the same.
It's not.
You know, it's very busy for anybody, and it's really tough work. But they're doing a great job. I think kind of going with that conversation, you go into social service type work to help others, And when I first started, you know, a couple of years ago or 20-some years ago, it was a lot of prevention work, you know. But those were things that when dollars got cut, the prevention work kind of went away.
Yeah.
You know, across the board, whatever job you want to look at. But what it feels good doing is that's coming back. So when we had to have such a streamlined budget where all we could do is stuff that we're getting reimbursed for, it really left a lot to be desired as far as what can we actually do versus what we're doing. And so this has just opened that up. So we've got, you know, jail liaisons. We've got people that are in the jails doing assessments and helping with discharges, making sure people are getting taken care of. Well, none of that is reimbursable. And so we wouldn't have been able to do that sort of thing before, but that feels really good. The mobile crisis team, you know, we're not going to get really reimbursed for those services, but it's going to be an ongoing service that can put something in place to avoid a really more intense crisis later on. And so that's a great thing. So it's just starting, it's exciting and it feels good to be able to be involved in some of the things to help mitigate and reduce the level of crisis that come or the impact on an individual when they're talking about their mental health problem.
Yeah, the jail response team is probably the most I've been talked to outside of the studio about. People were baffled that there was nothing set up. It was, okay, you're released. Good luck.
Yep.
And with your team, I know you have partners as well. It's not just Crosswinds employees, but I've heard nothing but good things about that program.
And that's really where, you know, the grants that Amanda talked about earlier really come in helping out. We get the conversation all the time. There's always somebody when you talk about Crosswinds like, I thought you guys had all kinds of money. I see all of your vehicles. So there's always that education that says, you know, we have to look for prime opportunities, whether it's in a grant to get transportation, because our services are so community driven, we have to have resources to be able to do those services. So these aren't things that we're just running out with this large bank account and buying because we have excess funding. We're trying to be smart and strategic and look where those gaps and those needs are to try to fill them. That jail liaison program is a prime example. The funding and the grants allow us to build the relationships. And when we can build the relationships and strengthen the relationships, you get people at the table that can sit down and have conversations and go, you know what? I never really thought about this. I was so busy with what my focus was, and you were so busy with what your focus was, that we failed to sit down and talk about the gap that was there. Well, now we can partner with those gaps. So we'll get, you know, Sheriff Cope, who's working and going, well, I didn't realize when I was giving meds for 2 or 3 days when they leave that it wasn't enough for them to get established and get meds coming out. Let's fix that. Those things happen because we have put programs in place and we have great community partners. So there's none of this work that goes just us alone. These are as our community becomes healthy and as our community becomes vibrant and we're working together and collaborating on these efforts, that's where we really start seeing these big impacts. So we're happy and excited that we get to be a part of it. We're happy and excited that we get to have the opportunity to continue to try to look at these gaps. But it is, I think you said it well, these are community partner opportunities, and we're just glad to be a piece at the table.
Well, and that's the number one budget saver probably as well, is prevention. Not only for you, but for our court system,
for
our jail system, all of the above. So if we can prevent any crises, it'll sure help the entire community.
It's not always the fun stuff to fund.
Sure.
But it's the important stuff when you look at the bottom dollar at the end of the day. If we can provide healthier supports earlier on in life, whether it's first time in jail, whether it's, you know, I'm struggling and just lost my job, or I just had a family loss, the earlier we can get those interventions in place and the earlier people know that those interventions are available, the more we're going to save dollar-wise down the road. But the reality of it is the better we're going to be able to help people that we care about, who are our neighbors and people in our community.
Well, education is something I know that you thrive on with Crosswinds, and you're very involved. Speaking of, you know, prevention, you're very active too in schools here, and people should know that you don't only service and serve people here in Lyon County, but Amanda, you're 7 county wide here.
We are. We're about an hour radius around Emporia, and we really love our relationships with the schools. We have 58 schools in our 7 counties. I think it's 17, 18 districts, and we are in those schools in some capacity on a very regular basis, weekly or biweekly at the very least. So it's really important. We want to be accessible. So, you know, a big part of what we want to do is break down any barriers that it's going to keep somebody from coming in. So the open access can be seen. Emergency services is, you know, 24/7. The schools, the kid can just come right to us and not have to rely on the transportation or getting out of school or parents missing work. Televideo is another big thing that we've just really have opened the doors. We were doing it before, but COVID really helped us figure that out better and become experts at that. So as you know, whatever barriers we can knock down, we're trying. And because it's important that people come and get the help they need when they need it and not wait until some of those larger things that we've been talking about.
So how many employees are you looking at right now?
It fluctuates, but we're sitting in that about 220 range. I mean, wow. It's definitely very close to that at any given point. Summer, we tend to increase numbers a little bit because we've got our groups running for kids all over in the seven counties, and those have to be staffed 4-to-1. So they require quite a bit of extra staff and that are temporary.
That's a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Keep track over there. Well, that's good. And we're going to take our first break, come back, talk a little bit about the campaign.
Let's do that.
That has been very successful.
You're listening to the On Air Chat. Lucas Moody and Amanda Cunningham are our guests. This is KVOE. We are live and we are local.
Bruce Davis Construction, your go-to guys when you need commercial dirt work. From demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and time now for a look at headlines from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the latest local headlines. Here is Chuck Samples.
Good morning, everybody. Good news in the degree when we talk about water main service here in Emporium. There was a water main break earlier this morning. We're talking shortly before 4 a.m. in the 2600 block of West Highway 50. That was restored right around 9 o'clock this morning. There has been a second break that's developed in the corner of 4th and Sylvan, and so water crews right now are working on that. We'll keep you updated here on KVOE, KVOE.com, and KVOE social media with both cases here today. Advanced voting getting started for the 2024 primary election ballots getting mailed out today for those wanting to use that option. This is also the start of the four-day off-site voting option for the Fairgrounds Anderson Building. Hours are online at KVOE.com. And as Ignite Emporia and the Emporia Area Chamber Foundation wait for the final inspection from the Kansas Office of State Fire Marshal, both entities continue work to get Little Lions Child Care ready for its first official day and beyond. And the Kentucky Fried Wishes Grant is now $10,000 for this, helping to fill out the infant toddler playground at the facility. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team calling for sunshine and 86 today. There's a slight chance of a shower or storm late this afternoon. Clear and 62 tonight, sunny and 84 tomorrow, and sunny and 88 for Friday. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Currently, we do have a light northeast breeze, sunny skies, 77 degrees at KVOE live and local.
Welcome back to the On Air Chat. Ron Thomas, Aaron Harder hosting. Lucas Moody and Amanda Cunningham from Crosswinds are our guests. You guys have had a lot of changes recently, pre-COVID, post-COVID, in the last year. How's the new building working?
It's great. It's been really nice. It's
like buildings, plural. Sorry.
Yeah, buildings. I get to say that with a little bit of a smile and a little bit of a big breath out. it's been a lot of work. It's been a long time coming. I remember even whenever I was on the board before I started, it was space was conversations that had started to kind of be dabbled out there a little bit. The Souder Family Center's fantastic. It's we're kind of getting to a point now where we're settling into a space a little bit. Parking is crammed and we're putting cars everywhere. We're hosting big trainings down there. We're seeing collaborative team efforts happening. We're seeing people utilize and share the fact that we're in one location together. It's just been really nice. It's been nice for consumers to have a place to come for a one-stop kind of shop that can take care of everything without having to bounce from building to building. So we're really starting to see all of those efforts and really seeing the fruits of the labor from everybody that supported that campaign really shine in that building. No more dirt. There's now grass in the area, so you get to see kids playing outside. Our neighbors are fantastic. Whether it is just stopping out and saying hi or sitting on their back porch and listening to kids play on the playground, or whether it's letting somebody know that there's a car in the parking lot at night that probably shouldn't be there. It's just been a really good move and a really nice relationship to have give us a little bit of permanency as we grow.
Has it helped with your gas budget?
Nothing helps with the gas budget. I mean, I think the more people you add, the more services you do, the more the gas bill should be going up because we're community-based services.
Sure.
There are some of our services that happen within those walls of that building, but the reality of it is that we encourage and want people in the community doing community work. And so we hope to see those cars gone most of the time. And I love it when people tell me they're traveling around and they see them anywhere and everywhere they're at. It means that we've got people that are anywhere and everywhere that our community is at. We want to be there too. So that those things have all kind of added in together. At least now they have one place where they can go pick up cars to go do things. Yeah. They have nice offices to do paperwork. And then they have nice places to be able to meet and train and educate and collaborate.
Yeah, certainly can see the fruits of your labor there, the Breaking Stigma, Breaking Grounds campaign. What's your number right now? Amanda, where are you at?
Well, we are at just a little over $6 million.
That is significant.
Which is amazing. Lucas and his team and the community, they've just done really great things. And Aaron being on our team as well, just, you know, we haven't been out pounding the pavement as much on this campaign in the recent days, but we certainly have closed that out and are just waiting for our building to get done so that we can celebrate it and really say thank you to those that were on our campaign team and those that supported us throughout the communities.
Well, Lucas, referred to the Souder Family Center. How are things at Chi Omega? Where are you at there, Lucas?
So the Merchant Street location is underway. We have ran into a few hiccups over there on some things, but when you've got partners like Mitchell Markowitz and you get to work with architects like Ben Moore and we've got these teams that are dedicated to seeing us find success, we've navigated. We've pivoted. We've moved. We've had the conversations where we need to have conversations. We've changed things on the fly that we need to change things on the fly for, trying to be as fiscally responsible with the support and belief that people gave us whenever they supported this campaign and just trying to make really strong and smart decisions that put us in the best place to be for the long run. So that building, I would say right now, we're probably looking at 75 to 80% done. Looking at a move-in date of that building, probably middle of September. So right now, we've got paint on walls and sheetrock done. We're waiting on some doors and some flooring to come in. But we're excited about that project continuing to move forward and are really looking forward to having some permanency there. I've moved offices a few times in the last couple years.
There's no one housed there right now?
There's nobody housed there right now.
You guys are still right over here on
yep,
Lincoln?
We're still on Lincoln. For the most part, we've got some people on Lincoln. We've got some people down on 12th and Lawrence. And so we're kind of...
So we're down to three? We're down to four buildings right now?
We're down, ish.
Here?
So we've got our two new buildings, the Merchant and Souder, and then we've got our Lincoln building that we're actively packing up to move. We've got our building on 12th and Lawrence that we're actively packing up to move. And then we have El Centro. El Centro will stay where it's at. And then we've got two kind of residential. We've got a residential.
So that's a lot less than when we started this campaign, right?
It's a lot less yards to mow unless you're mowing the yards.
I was going to say that earlier when you asked about cheaper gas. I mean, it's definitely led to some efficiencies, which is nice. And that was one of our objectives. Even the department sharing the carpool becomes a big a big thing when instead of having a car sit because this department didn't need it today and someone else did, often there wasn't that collaboration across. And so really working on those things. And it's really nice to see that in the teamwork and collaboration that those teams are having. So
how are you breaking this down? What's in the Sauter Family Center, and then what services, what will be in the Chi Omega, the Merchant Street location?
Yeah, great question. So the Sauter Family Center, in the lower level of the Sauter Family Center is all of our children's-based services. So it's our therapeutic preschool, our gateway program, which is our after-school program, a little bit of programming for maybe kids who have been suspended from school. We provide some can provide some supports there. Our summer program all runs out of that lower level.
And the conference room.
And the conference room. Yep, have a nice big conference room down there as well. And then on the upstairs floor, we have all of our therapy wings. So we've got all of our therapists there. We have our emergency services department. We've got a medication clinic, some televideo rooms, and we also have a partner. We partner with Genoa, and so we have a pharmacy on site as well. So that's all kind of everything that will be at the Sauter Center. At the Merchant Street Center is going to be admin, so a lot of our administration is going to be on the top floor, and then the lower level is going to be all of our adult services. And they're going to have a nice kitchen to be able to do kitchen and cooking classes. They're going to have some really great group spaces and breakout rooms, whether it's working on budgeting or whether it's working on social skills or whatever it is, they're going to have some great spaces that they can do some of that. And then our main floor is really going to be part of that growth of that CCBHC. We've got a team that is really doing some low number wraparound supports for high needs individuals. That team is kind of going to be stationed there. And then we're going to have some really great space for community training. So it's going to be a second conference room there that we really need, so we can do things like mental health first aid, and we can do different programs like that for the community. We'll have some training center there as well.
You're close, huh?
We're getting there.
I will say we know the end product's going to be amazing because the first one was, right? I mean, that building at Sauter is beautiful, and we're keeping the same, you know, color scheme and carpet and all the things. So it is nice to know that it's going to end in the same result that we had in the first building, and both be equally beautiful and just feel good to be in.
So you mentioned September is the goal right now?
Yeah, the goal seems to be pretty solid. It looks like we're probably going to be the first or second week of September getting everybody moved and settled into that location.
That's almost here.
It's almost here.
We're getting there. We're on a countdown.
It's such a cliche statement, but man, does time go fast.
You know, one of the big things that we've had, and you know, I know Aaron earlier said building and then said nope, buildings, is we get this question a lot. Emporia is the hub. Emporia is where our admin offices is where 50% of our services come in. But we had a donor that was with a foundation kind of say, you know, what's your equitable approach to everything? And so we want to make sure that we continue to look at the equitability of services in all of our counties. This may be where 50% of our services come, but we have recently added a new location. For the first time, we have a permanent location in Strong City. So Chase County now has, it's a little three-room house. Got a nice big group space in the front. It's got a break room with a refrigerator for snacks and lunches, prep and stuff like that in the middle. And then it has a therapy office as well. So we've always kind of partnered and had a little bit of a location, but this gives us some permanency. We're adding and growing therapists in Osage. We've got two more therapists starting in Osage because their caseload is one of our second biggest counties as far as services goes. So for the first time, we're starting to see that staffing be able to actually function at full capacity. So we're having to look at and having conversations about that accessibility and the space that we need in Osage to do the work we're doing. So we're seeing all of these things come as we're looking at all of our counties for this growth. So yes, this has taken up a lot of our time as of recent, but we're really starting to shift our lens and say, we've got other communities here that we work in, and we want to make sure that they feel as comfortable and as at home when you walk in to the Sauter Family Center here. It's a nice feeling. You get to see people feel relaxed, hopefully. And we've got a lot of really good feedback from consumers. We want those same feelings in all of our buildings. So we're starting to put the work in and making sure that we've got those spaces available for all of our counties, not just Lyon County. So the work's not done yet, but it is really nice to take the big deep breath that this big one is almost over.
And he's being nice. The big breath is about, we have active conversations in four of those counties.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
For expansion of some sort. So whether that's adding on or being in addition to, even in one of our counties this summer, in Wabunsa, we had to add a lease for our summer programming. You know, sometimes we can get in schools and do that. Other times schools are, you know, doing all their, if you've ever been in a school in the summer, they're flipping everything and color and cleaning and painting and flooring. And so that's not always an option. So we are doing lots of things building wise, and Luke's done a great job of stepping in and really taking a lot of that off my plate, which I appreciate. But it's a lot. I mean, we have a lot of buildings in our, I don't even know right now, probably 16, 17 buildings in our whole, all of our seven counties and needs that we're addressing. So,
well, you've seen the payoff.
Yes.
I mean, you've seen the payoff in other locations, so you know how much it'll help not only your employees, but more importantly, the community as a whole, and that's got to be very satisfying.
Yeah, the payoff in the long run is just that. You have happier employees. You have people that want to work for you, and not just want to work for you, they want to stay with you. You're investing in your community, and you're seeing the return as the community says, I'm ready to take that next step. I've been wanting to get help. This is a place that I want to get help with. So you're seeing that whole health network begin to develop. So it's there's a lot of positives that come out of it beyond having just a new space. The real benefits are much deeper than just the brick and mortar side.
Well, the expansion going on, the addition of programs and employees, I'm just assuming here, Amanda, that the need for these services is pretty robust, it sounds like.
It is. I think just the more we can reduce that stigma and break down those barriers, the more people are willing to talk about it. You're starting to hear that and see that. You know, it was happening before, but it's just out in the open more. And so then since COVID, you know, COVID impacted us all in many different ways. And so the farther we get away from that, we're starting to see some of those things. And the influence of the different kind of pockets of ages and people during that time. And then, you know, we like to say mental health touches everybody. You know, I say that every time on here, but every entity, every organization, you know, even within our own organization of employees having mental health problems. So staffing and every agency there is out there having to be aware, you know, there's a lot of education going out there for human resources and such on how to take care of your employees with mental health. And then just the impact as a society as a whole, you know, social media, you see, you can say whatever you want, you can put things out there, and then we see all those things, you know, politically it's impacting lots of things. So it's just something that we cannot put under a rock and leave it there. It's in our faces every day. And so our goal is that we can make it the norm that people come in and get that help. Because again, prevention wise, if we can put skills in place, and really the basis of mental health treatment is going to be problem solving and being able to be resilient. And so we, you know, we try to help people develop those skills so that when things happen, because they do, life throws us curveballs all the time. And if we have those skills in place, then we can get through those differently. And if we don't, then they become those crises. They become those situations that are harder to manage and harder to kind of get back to that baseline norm. And so we really want the people to come in and get that help early as opposed to waiting until things are really bad. This is what we used to do. You know.
Well, and sounds like now, too, you can get that help more immediate than ever before.
Yep.
I mean,
more immediate, more accessible.
I had this conversation with somebody the other day. I said, if you had an experience that you weren't happy with 5 or 6 years ago in receiving mental health supports, what you get today and how you go about getting those is drastically different. So for anybody who has that hesitation, because I tried it a long time ago and it didn't work, that system has changed. There's been a lot of challenging moments where we've pushed ourselves to be better at what we do. We've had a lot of policy work, a lot of policy changes. And the reality is that we've also changed a lot of the functionality so that people can, there's less barriers to getting it. So if anybody ever needed it and had a bad experience, I always tell them, now's the time to come back. Now's the time to give it another shot, because I think that the system is a lot healthier than it's ever been. I think the conversations are better than it's ever been. And I think that people can find that they're going to get supports better than they've ever gotten them before.
And I think that's well said. I guess I would add on to that, because I had a different conversation this week, is that you may not always gel with the person you got put with. And whether that's a Crosswinds person, a private organizations person, it doesn't matter. Try again. Like, you know, we just don't always connect.
And a lot of times the therapist knows as well, correct? And
sure.
And we'll refer to another one.
That's true. And so ask for somebody different. And same as, you know, like we're saying, if it was 5 years ago and you just didn't get the feel for it or didn't think it felt what good to be in a therapist's office, things are a lot different. And there's many different avenues. You know, that's one of the reasons why a few years ago when we brought in that accelerated resolution therapy, the ART therapy, that people really, really liked it, is because it's not your traditional talk therapy. You know, EMDR would be the same thing. We're really looking at, you know, eye movement and things. And so there's different ways to come at it that might work better for somebody. So don't get discouraged by one event or one person. There's many, many options out there.
Before we take our next break, the stigma itself, do you see it still on a good trend as far as breaking the stigma? I know nationally it's a lot more the norm, and that's a great thing, because that's what it needs to be. But do you guys feel, I mean, for years and years and years, the only health anybody worried about was their physical health, and we've broken the barrier on mental health. Do you think we're closer and closer to where we need to be? How far away do we think we still are where they need to be? 50-50? Is the goal 50-50? Is it one's more important than the other, or they're probably on equal grounds?
To that, you know, I think we're much better in that people at least acknowledge that there's a lot of mental health around. I think you still hear comments like there's a lot of mental health around, but it's over here, versus this recognition that we all kind of carry some of these things, you know.
Or I know I have it a little bit, but I can deal with it. Why can't you?
Right, yeah. Right. And so, you know, still pulling that into this, it's a community effort and we're all in it together. But then I also think recognizing kind of to what you just said, then the next part is that treatment. Like, it's still okay to come in. And I do those. It definitely has gotten a lot better, but I think there's a lot of room to go, no doubt.
Yeah, I would say that I feel like the conversation of understanding that our mental health is part of our physical health and our physical health is part of our mental health, that conversation is advancing. I mean, in our community specifically, you get good partners. Newman's been a great partner of us. They're at conversations, they're at the table, we're talking all the time. Those type of things really help bring that primary care physician and those primary care doctors into those collaborative conversations with whole body health. Those things are happening. But I do think that the conversation of mental health has advanced a ton. I think that we have recognized that there may be days where my mental health is struggling, but what I really needed was a hug from my wife and a chin up, we've got this, we can do it, we're going to push through the next. That might have been all I needed that day. But it's also okay for me to maybe there's more that I needed that day. Maybe I did need that neutral party to vent and talk to and to process something out with. You know, I tell people all the time, my relationship with my therapist is more like changing my oil. You know, when my car starts running funky, I give her a call and say, hey, I need to get on the books, and I might come in and it might be two or three sessions. It might be five or six sessions. That might be 6 months in between. It might be a year in between. But knowing where those limits are for ourselves becomes accessible when we have that stigma removed, to know that it's okay to reach out to our buddies and our partners and to have those conversations. It's also okay to need more out of those. We've got work to do, but I think that we've advanced that conversation so much that we are seeing big strides where these conversations become more approachable for everybody.
And Lucas just said a good point that I think I'd reiterate for everybody, is because sometimes I feel like we come and talk and I never want it to be like it's got to be Crosswinds. Like, I don't care where someone gets treatment, because it's important that they just do it. But there's so much that can be done outside of a therapist's office. And so that's part of our education that we brought up before, and being out and talking about it and training about it. Support system is number one protective factor. So if you've got that wife that will give you the hug, or the friends that you'll go talk to, you know, we get a lot of calls between Lucas and I of personal friends or close acquaintances of people that are struggling. And so being willing to you know, admit some of those things in your friend group. You know, I think traditionally women are probably a little bit better at that, at talking about the stress of kids or stuff like that. But even in the male, in the workout room, you know, when we're talking, or if we're out for coffee somewhere, you know, how are things going and what's going on, and being able to admit, man, my job's really hard right now, or you know, we've had this loss and it's really hard right now, you know, whatever it is, but admit to it. Because what typically happens, probably 9.999 infinity times, is, oh my gosh, I'm having that same issue going on. And then we can talk about it. Well, what are you doing to feel better? You know, there's just a lot of natural altruistic things that can happen out of those conversations, but we've got to have that vulnerability to open those conversations up, and they just can do wonders. So there's a lot of things that can be done.
Well put.
Very well put. Let's take our second break. We'll come back and talk with Amanda and Lucas a little bit more, including about their Breaking Stigma...
Breaking Ground.
Breaking Ground golf tournament happening on...
July 27th.
It's my
birthday.
It's a week from my birthday.
Okay, see?
It's not...
early celebration.
I've got a kid that's got a birthday coming up.
You're listening to the On Air Chat. We are brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. This is KVOE. We are live and we are local.
Bruce Davis Construction, your go-to guys when you need commercial dirt work. From demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction, proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM. Live and local.
KVOE live and local, and time now for a look at sports headlines. Being brought to you today by Jan Utech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. For buying or selling a home or property, contact Jan at 620-343-5100. Also brought to you by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive. Call 620-342-2613 when your car needs help. You don't have to go where anyone tells you, go where you want. Now from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the sports you need, here is Blake Cripps.
Well, it was Jaren Duran with the big hit last night in a game featuring several big hits, with a tie-breaking two-run homer in the fifth. Put the American League on top and maintained the Junior Circuit's dominance recently in the All-Star game with a 5-3 win over the Nationals last night in Texas. Shohei Ohtani also had a big home run for the National League. Duran won the MVP. He's the first Red Sox player to win the MVP since J.D. Drew in 2008. All four Royals in the game did play, with Lugo and Reagans each pitching an inning. Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez each got one appearance at the plate and each recorded a strikeout. Round two complete at the 2024 Junior Gold U18 Bowling Championships in Detroit, with Emporia's Nathaniel Green turning in a strong day two performance, a block score of 837. Each of his first three rounds of the day scored at least 200. Kadrick Crouch turned in a block score of 634 on day two. Both have work to do, with only the top 191 advancing to the advance round on Friday. Round three. Kansas State assistant women's basketball coach Ebony Gilliam has been promoted to associate head coach for 2024-25. Gilliam in her 11th season on head coach Jeff Mitty's staff at Kansas State. She actually spent 2 years on Mitty's staff at TCU and served with current Emporia State head coach Brian Osterman there in the Fort Worth, Texas area and in the Little Apple. That's sports. From the KVOE Sports Desk, I'm Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Blake. Sports headlines brought to you today by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive at 708 Landern Lane. Information available in the Yellow Book and on the web at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Also brought to you by Jan Utech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. In this tight housing market, when you find a home you like, don't delay. Call Jan at 620-343-5100.
And welcome back to the On Air Chats. Ron Thomas hosting here. Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. We've had a great conversation with Lucas Moody and Amanda Cunningham. As we always do, we appreciate them taking some time to join us and updating us on all the stuff. I mean, we haven't touched on, I think, everything, but a lot of the stuff happening at Crosswinds, a lot of positive things happening at Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Aaron Harder has city commission duties as he will be stepping into the mayoral chair. Unfortunate with the passing of Danny Giefer, a longtime city commissioner and businessman here in Emporia. So Aaron will be taking over the mayorship here, and they'll be appointing a vice mayor today. And then the process to fill Danny's seat will begin after the city commission meeting today. Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Well, let's see. We have got a big golf tournament, Lucas, it sounds like, coming up in the very near future.
We do. It happens to be on July 27th. We are going to – registration starts at 7:30 in the morning. Tee off is going to be a shotgun start at 8:30, and we've got a fun day. We've got this is our first one that we're doing, so I've got Jackie Wellnitz is our development manager, and her and our Inspiring Solutions team have really taken the lead on getting this done and kind of moving it forward, and it's been exciting. I think we've got 21 teams enrolled now. We would really like to see that hit about 23 or 24 because it means Marcus lets us take over the golf course for the day, and so the whole golf course will just be filled with people looking to be out there and have a little bit of fun, swing some clubs, and raise a little bit of dollars, and support for Crosswinds will be exciting.
All right, so four-person scramble, I assume?
It's a four-person scramble. We are going to have a 50-50 raffle. We're going to have some great hole prizes. We've got pulled pork, so I'm actually going to fire up the smoker, and we're going to do some pulled pork and have some lunch out there that day as well, and it'll be a good time.
So you're cooking too, huh?
I'm cooking as well.
Look at how
it's going to be. I know it's a
multi-talented.
We try. So if it's terrible, you can blame me because I'm the one that said that I would take on this responsibility of doing it. But you know, as with everything, whether it's the capital campaign, whether it's the growth of the agency, we don't do it without great support staff internally working, and we definitely don't do it without sponsorships. And you know, we had a couple levels of sponsorship this year. And so our Eagle Level, the big sponsors that helped us put on that event, are not only sponsoring the event, but they're also partners in a lot of things. So Tyler with Schmidt Custom Cabinetry and Burnett Brothers have been partners beyond the golf tournament, but it's great to see them contributing to helping advance this conversation and the narrative of mental health services becoming more of a normal conversation in our lives. And then our Birdie sponsorships are all partners, whether it's community training, whether it's working with our staff. We've got Modern Air, Stover's Restoration, Dave Watts, Emporia State Financial Credit Union, Lyon County State Bank, and then R&R Neinstedt as our Birdie sponsorships. They're really the ones that kind of say, hey, we'll put some upfront money that allows us to get things secured and do all that. So it's been exciting.
So still making like hole sponsors, anything like that?
We've got a lot of hole sponsors. We've got a few hole sponsorships left. So definitely if somebody's looking to be a hole sponsor, it's $100 for a hole sponsor. You get a great sign and a hole. Everybody will get to see it as we're playing all the holes that day. So there's definitely some opportunity out there to be able to do that. If you're interested, you can always visit our website at www.crosswindsks.org. There's a nice big banner on the top, and that banner will let you register a team. It'll let you reach out and connect with us, especially if you're looking at some sponsorship stuff, and be a part of it.
So what's the cost per team?
So the cost per team is $300 a team.
Okay.
If you sponsor at the Birdie level, it's $500 and includes a team and some other things. Our Eagle sponsors are $1,000 and includes a team as well. And then our simple hole sponsorships are $100.
So 1 week from Saturday then.
1 week. And I know we're on the radio and I'm not supposed to do this. It happens to be my birthday.
Oh.
So if you Ron, and you wanted to bring me a birthday present, it would be fine.
You'll accept that.
I will accept your birthday present that day.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
So. I saw the look in your eye. I knew you were thinking, how am I going to get Lucas's birthday present this year?
Well, you mentioned Jackie Wellnitz and how she basically just started with you guys recently, didn't she?
She did. She is, you know, she's one of those people that I've worked with for a long time. We've been friends for a long time, but we work together at SOS. She's just she's a talented person. She knows a lot of people, and she is not one to just sit in an office. She likes to be active and be out doing things, and so she has jumped in. She's been with us about 90 days now, so about 3 months, and she has grabbed the reins and is taking off, and She gets along with the whole team really well, and so she's just she's a good motivator and a good worker, and we're excited to have her be a part of the team and pushing some of these fun activities forward.
Yeah, I mentioned SOS, recently Big Brothers Big Sisters did a great job there
too.
Yep,
that, she's talented.
In that role, yeah. So speaking of positions, you still in the hiring mode? Crosswind still have positions open, Amanda?
I think we always have some open. and not all, you know, or some of those are brand new positions. Some are just always on there. So we always have clinicians, some of our part-time jobs like attendant care, because we're just with the growth, you always want to leave those options open. We certainly don't want to have a therapist position available and someone say, oh, I would like, you know, I'm looking for employment, and we miss out on adding to our team, because therapy is a little bit different than maybe other entities in the fact that people don't just kind of, it's not a revolving door. You know, you tend to have a caseload and stay. And so once that caseload's full, we now need another person. And so those are always up there. But we do have a couple of new positions on there and probably a couple more to come. We got to make our SUD, our substance use treatment program, a little bit more robust. So that'll be growing. But yeah, there's always some out there. So I encourage anybody that's looking to get on there and see what's open right now.
On your website?
On our website. Okay. It's a great place to be.
It's a little easier to navigate. We worked with IM Design recently and kind of relaunched a new website. Not brand new, just ordered a little bit different. It's got a little bit of a more modern, updated look to it, and so it's an easy navigation. One of the really nice things that we've done is we've added an icon in there. It's a little person figure down in the corner. You can click on that icon, and it makes the entire website customizable for you. So whether it is dealing with ADHD and need to minimize and black the whole screen except for one line you're reading, or whether it is translation into a language, or where you have visual impairment and need to change the font size on your computer, when you visit the website and you use that tool that we have on there, you get access to all of the information, all of the data, all of the job openings, but it also saves all your changes. So every time you come back, you won't have to recustomize and build it for yourself. If you're using your computer to visit our website, it's going to save those changes in there to make that experience as easy and as enjoyable for you as we can. So
easier the better.
Just another piece of accessibility for services.
Nicely. When it comes to those websites.
That's right.
I don't want to spend a lot of time trying to navigate and not get anything accomplished. That's frustrating. That's the last thing you need.
That's the last
That's
thing.
Frustration,
That's
right?
That's right. Don't want that.
Make that happen. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming in, giving us your time here this morning. Always great to hear about everything going on at Crosswinds. Congratulations on what has been a very successful Breaking Stigma, Breaking Ground campaign, and still more to go. And we look forward to the Vergent Street location opening soon here in September. So, Amanda Cunningham, thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate being on this morning.
Yeah, great. Lucas Moody, appreciate it, Lucas.
I appreciate it. You guys always give us a great platform to talk to the community. So
always
thank
great
you.
To hear from you. All right. Next week on the On Air Chat, we will be having representatives of Lyon County State Bank in here to talk about scams. And unfortunately, they are out there, and there are some very effective scammers. So we're going to be touching on that and the banking industry here next week on the On Air Chat, which is brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction 342-5001. We are KVOE. We are live and local.
Proud to be a part of Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day.
To all veterans of the United States of America.
14 KVOE, 96.9 FM.
America thanks you for your service.
Live and local. Live and local. 1400 AM KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K245 BQ Emporia.